Hi everyone, I'm Yan Yan, a postdoc fellow in Harvard Chan School of Public Health. Welcome to my poster. The title is Identify Strain-Specific Functional Genes in Colorectal Cancer. Now, I will walk you through the study I'm doing. Changes in the gut microbiota have been associated with the colorectal cancer, but neither the causal mechanisms nor corresponding microbial strains and small molecular products have been elucidated for CRC. Our aim is to understand how do these biomarker species are CRC-associated at strain level during inflammation. Here is the study design in Figure 1. We have developed a new strain-level meta-analysis using strain metagenomic profiles, with almost doubled the population size, together with the expanded database with Bell Bakery 3 workflow. This expanded dataset enables us to confidentially identify novel and consistent biomarker species and their molecular products, including typical oral species and null biomarkers that highlighted in red or blue that we haven't seen as previously. For functional aspect in figure 2E or C, glutamase racemase is one of the representative CRC-enriched function. We can see it systematically increased abundance in CRC group. The column represents different carriage per individuals, and the colors represent different bugs that contribute to this function. We can see several CRC bugs contribute differently between CRC and the controls. For strain aspect in Figure 3, I have specifically looked at whether there are gene carriage of CRC-specific biomarkers. E. coli is one of these aspects. In red, we have the CRC populations. In blue, they are healthy individuals. We are seeing a group of genes enriched in CRC phenotypes in terms of gene presence or absence per individuals. For example, flagellin ecosystems, GABA Bell synthesis enriched in CRC. There are typical genes likely to respond to oxidative stress during inflammation in the gut. Conversely, P. coli is one of the microbes that tend to have a phylogenetic association with the CRC. And interestingly, this clade is not geographically specific. We are still interested to see what makes this subclade different within this subclade. And for future directions, we'll look at the regulatory patterns of these CRC-enriched genes and their response to dietary intake. Thank you for listening. Please reach out to me if you have any further questions.